Every decision that you make has consequences. Are you making yourself better? Are you making yourself worse? Are you moving forward or are you moving back? Are you making progress or are you stagnating? Every little decision you make counts.
There are no shortcuts. There are no hacks. If you want to take the easy road, I promise you it's longer and more painful than the hard road.
If you set out and you say you're gonna do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers. You think you lying to your mother. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you. In 10 years from now, nobody can do anything for you. That's gonna be the life that you created, not anybody else. You make your bed, you gotta lay in.
Let other people blame their parents, their boss, or the system. Let weaker people complain that the world isn't fair. You are the leader of your life. Choose the hard path. The path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice. The path of discipline, humility, and ownership that ultimately leads to freedom. Make discipline part of your daily life, and your daily life will get better.
Any goal that you want to achieve that's worthwhile in your life require all in effort. Every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every fucking year, for as long as it fucking takes for you to get where you're going, you should be consumed with that path. What you do at night matters. What you do in the morning matters. What you do when your friends are out drinking matters. What you do on Saturday matters. What you do on Sunday matters. The success clock doesn't give a fuck what day it is. It's gonna run no matter what. And you guys pretend like you can work 7, 8, 10 hours a day and then spend the rest of your time fucking off, and you think you're gonna be somewhere and you're not. You have to dedicate every fucking breath, every fucking ounce of energy, and every fucking thought and effort that you possibly have in your heart to becoming what it is you want to be. Because nothing great comes from a position of comfort. Everything worthwhile, everything that is great comes from being in a position of uncomfortable. Nothing worthwhile is easy to get. Everything is going to make you uncomfortable. Get fucking used to it. And if you could get used to being uncomfortable, your fucking limits are non-existent.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like? What would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be who knows how much more efficient, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get. It's completely off the charts.
I need you to confront you. I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not gonna do me like this no more. You're not gonna keep procrastinating. You're not gonna keep thinking like that. I need you. You're not gonna continue to sabotage me. You're not. I get frustrated with humans when somebody's late and they upset. I get frustrated with humans when somebody borrows money for you and you don't pay it back and you upset. I get upset with humans when you go out to eat and they don't bring your food out the way you want your food out and you are so upset and you let them have it, but then you disappoint you when you don't let you have it. You give you a pass. You are not where you're supposed to be financially and you gave yourself a pass. You know you better than that. You know you should be further in life, but you keep letting you slide. It's time you punish you. You need to tell you, no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. No, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. Hold you accountable and don't let you off the hook. I want you to challenge you this year to do something you've never done before, to have something you've never had before.
It's learning to discipline this mind. It's a muscle. The mind is a muscle. Emotion is a muscle. I don't negotiate with myself. Well, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. I'm going to do this. Or maybe like 2 more minutes till I'm ready. There's none of that with me. for decades, I go, I say, we do. I'm not here to discuss this with my mind. There's mind, and then there's soul and spirit. And soul and spirit, my soul fucking knows. And when I say jump, you fucking jump. I'm not here to have a discussion with you.
But you have to take control and train this brain. If you don't train this brain, it'll use you instead of you using it.
Instead of letting your goals and your tasks and your health and your discipline waver, rise up and aggressively move forward down the path toward victory.
You have no business being average, but now you justified it. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons of why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you'll exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average. I guarantee you, if you were humble enough, if you were hungry enough, if you really wanted what you said, you'd sit down and you'd study what you do and you'd say, I can do this better. That I have not exhausted all my time. I have not exhausted all my resources. There's something missing. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's not going to take a lot, but it's a small gap, and the gap is called execution. If you want to execute just a little bit more, you'll be on a whole other level. And I'm telling you, you're not where you want to be financially. You are not the person you want to be, and you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier, and my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour early. I just need to work 1 hour longer. I need to stop hitting that snooze button. If you were to make that one change, that one sacrifice, you would stop dreaming and start living it.
It's very, very simple to get what you want, but it's not easy. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to. Ever.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you've got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and they make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices, right? And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The problem is that most people, they like, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. They don't got the energy to keep up with me. I'm like, boo, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just ain't got the stamina. You just ain't got the energy. You can't smart everything. You can't outthink everything. Some stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. It's just some stuff that you gotta have stamina for. You just too slow. It just take you too long. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average. Because to be great, you got to keep up.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you. You can do it in your quiet way. You can do it the way you do it. But somehow they got to look at you and go, okay, I won't monkey with that one. You push back. You need to get obsessed. You got to get relentless. You got to be a road dog. You got to get intense. You got to have a permeating attitude that you're going to win. You gotta have a positive outlook. You gotta be optimistic. You gotta know you're gonna win. You gotta, right now, you gotta say, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win. My life is gonna win. There's gonna be a victorious life here. Because listen to me, the price you pay for losing here is too extreme. You have to carry the burden of failure the rest of your life.
As we begin to elevate ourselves and not to follow the crowd, activating the thinker in us and disciplining and putting on hold the emotional part of ourselves. It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You'll never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. Something you should affirm to yourself every day. Repeat this, please. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. Takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again until you make it happen, because you know that it's possible and you are the determining factor.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing? You never say, because of me. Oh, it's the competition. It's the economy. It's the president. It's Congress. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
Take ownership. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? You gotta begin with the end in mind, so whatever your dream or your goal is, you gotta wake up every day to it. You gotta go to bed with it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You gotta read stuff. The music you listen to, everything you do, gotta pour into that dream.
I didn't get to where I am. I didn't get here being lazy. I didn't get here binge watching TV. I didn't get here taking days off. I personally know what it takes.
One day I made a decision that enough is enough. I'm tired of being average. I'm tired. I'm tired of being good. I'm tired. I made a decision. Enough is enough. It's showtime.
In order for you to go from one level to the next level, in order for any woman to transition, for any man to transition, the thing that they want must be greater than the thing they currently have. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are.
You don't belong at the bottom, and it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Get where you belong. Do what you're supposed to do. Live like you're supposed to live. You gotta kill. Every single day of my life, I feel like giving 100%. Every single day, I don't have days where I don't feel like it. Why? Because I'm counting on me. My wife's counting on me. My son's counting on me. I don't have days to waste. And your grind has to match your dream. You can't play as much as you used to play. You can't go where you used to go. You can't do what you used to do. And now you gotta pick your grind up. And I need you to wake up every single day. And I need you to use your 24 hours like you've never used it before.
Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you gotta go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now! Cause I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre. And ain't no man ain't okay with being just basic.
I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field. One season, everything. Walk off exhausted.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you said to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question. What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What do you do when you're not the only one that wants to make $1 million in your company? You're not the only one that wants to be a CEO. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 70 to 120.
There's nobody, nobody in the world has lied to me more than me. How many times do you tell yourself, it's gonna be different this year? How many times have you started the diet saying, oh, this is my year. I'm gonna start this year strong. I'm going to the gym. I'm gonna eat right. 2 weeks later, what'd you do? You lied to yourself.
Real talk. Most of y'all aren't gonna do a fucking thing. And you're gonna be mad at me because I fucking said it. When in reality, you should be mad at yourself because 2 years ago you said shh. Last year you said shh. This year you're saying shh. And next year you're gonna be saying the same shh. How about this for 2021? We look at ourselves in the mirror and we tell ourselves the truth. We look at our lives and we tell ourselves the truth. The truth is this, it's very simple. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. You've either been executing or you haven't been executing. You either are truly ready to make a fucking change or you're not. It doesn't matter how many fucking videos you watch. It doesn't matter how many courses you buy. It doesn't fucking matter. What matters is what you're going to do. You gotta make a decision that you are not gonna be like everybody else. You are not gonna live how they live. You are not gonna eat how they eat. You're not gonna drink how they drink. You're not gonna do the kind of work they can do. And then you gotta go do that. And you gotta do it one day at a time. Win today. Then you wake up tomorrow and you do the same thing. Then you wake up on Wednesday and you do the same thing. Then you wake up on Thursday and you do the same thing. And when you get to the point where you're winning every day and it's automatic, guess what happens? Winning becomes not something that you aspire to do. Winning becomes who the fuck you are.
There are only 86,400 seconds in a day, and you gotta not only operate in them, you gotta do it quick, you gotta do it fast, you gotta do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you are. Somebody else, they're on the same path that you are. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it, and sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working. They're putting in just as much sweat, just as much tears, just as much blood, but you just gotta do it what? You gotta do it faster than they do it. You gotta do it quicker than they do it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's why I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because if you're getting up at 6, you might be smarter than me. You might have more privilege than me. You might have more resources than me. You might, but I'm gonna get up earlier than you, and I'm gonna do it faster than you do it. So by the time you get up with all your resources, by the time you get up with all your privilege, by the time you get up with all your stuff, I've already finished the race. Are you hearing me? It's hard. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak. And so sometimes you got to play hard. You got to play physical. You got to play tough, because the game itself is tough. The game itself is hard, but I know you got what it takes. Listen to me, this is how you do it over 6-7 years ago, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we slept the dream, we ate the dream, we rehearsed the dream, we looked at the dream, we talked about the dream, we slept with the dream, we woke up to the dream, we wore the dream, and now boom, it's our reality. And for some of you, you stop dreaming. You dream for a week and you stop because things around you don't look good. You dream for a month, and when you get hit in the mouth, you quit and you give up. You dream for a while, and when people tell you crazy, and when people tell you stupid, and when people tell you can never get done, you stop dreaming and you go back to knowledge. And I dare you to use your imagination. I dare you when you're broke to use your imagination. I dare you when you're rich to use your imagination. I dare you under every single circumstance. Keep dreaming. Keep looking at your dream. Keep focusing on your dream. Keep going after the dream, because that's where true success is.
Every day in Africa, in the safari, a lion wakes up. And every single day in the safari, a gazelle wakes up. Now, this is critical. What's the difference between a gazelle and what's the difference between a lion? What I discovered is the gazelle is running from something. So as long as the lion is chasing the gazelle is running. But as soon as the lion stops chasing the gazelle, it stops. And that's a lot of you in this room. You will run. You'll do what you're supposed to do. As long as you're getting pushed, as long as you're getting motivated, as long as somebody is encouraging you, as long as somebody's coaching you, as long as somebody's pushing you, as long as somebody's prodding you, you're doing what you're supposed to do. As long as somebody's calling you, as long as someone is enticing you, as long as somebody's giving you rewards, you're moving. But as soon as that stops, you stop. I asked myself the question about the lion, and I said, the lion is not running to be rewarded. The lion is running to eat. Because the lion realizes when he kills the gazelle, not only does he eat the gazelle, but he brings it back home. So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it. When you are a true hunter, you don't go by time. You go by the gazelle. You don't hunt from 8 to 3. Why? Because the gazelle may not be open from 8 to 3. You hunt until you get a gazelle, and you don't stop until you get one. And then you get another, and then you get another, and you get another. Listen to me, a 9 to 5 person, they make a sale and they're excited. When you get to my level and you get one thing, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level, then you try to get to the next level. A true hunter hunts. A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process. I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might not be a lion yet. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources, but there's no excuses. And I need you to understand, for those of you who are 70% beast mode, 30% gazelle, that's just enough for that other person to outdo you. I am not phenomenally skilled, but I'm phenomenally willed. My IQ may never change, but my will changes every year. I get stronger and stronger and more determined. Why? Because it's in my DNA. I want to be successful. I want to execute. I want to make all my dreams become a reality. I want to do everything I said I'm going to do. So my appetite increases. It gets stronger every year. I want more every year. I want to do more every year. I want to help more every year. I want to be bolder. I want to be better. I want to be stronger every single year. Every single year, your appetite should go up. You should never get settled. You should never get settled. You should never get content. Every single year.
The waiting and the thinking and the planning, that stuff doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't move you forward. In fact, you're going backwards. You're going backwards because the world is moving forward. So if you're standing still, you're actually going backwards. So don't sit around and think about it anymore. Take action. I don't care how small it is. I don't care how minuscule the movement is, but make movement. Move forward and do that every single day, no matter what.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, if you truly want to lose 50, 100, 200, 500 fucking pounds, be about it today.
This is not a year that you're going to be doing a lot of talking. This is the year for grinding. This is not the year of dreaming. We're not dreaming no more. We're not wishing no more. We're not watching other people ride the ride no more. We're not watching people cash checks no more. We're not doing that no more. This is our year. Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, girl, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. Like, what is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year.
All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds, and they get mad at themselves, and they what I call shit all over themselves. They beat themselves up about it. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard.
If you can't stick to something for 5 fucking days, you deserve to have a shitty life. You deserve to get your ass kicked. You deserve to be miserable. We're talking about 5 fucking days. We're not talking about 50 years. We're not talking about the 5 years it probably takes to build something worthwhile. We're not talking about the 5 months it could take for you to lose 100 pounds. We're talking about 5 fucking days. And you can't even stick to it for that. So what the fuck do you think you deserve? You deserve exactly what you get.
It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. No alarm clock needed. My passion wakes me up. My drive wakes me up. My determination wakes me up. My ability to be, do, and have whatever I want, it wakes me up. What wakes you up? What drives you? Why are you playing this game? Is it just a game? Or do you eat it? Do you sleep it? Do you drink it? Have you possessed the game? And what will separate those of you from the rest is what you do.